community are quite upset that the members of that community were singled out when there's been violations of social distancing in many places. Number one, they're asking for an apology. And number two, they're inferring that the fact that you're singling out a Jewish community could add to the number of anti-Semitic incidents that happen in the city. So I'm wondering if you will apologize if you feel bad about singling them out. Also related to social distancing, wondering if the NYPD will repurpose some staff like crossing guards who are not being used to help with social distancing. And on an unrelated topic about medical examiners, are you thinking about the possibility of directing the medical examiners to extend the hours on weekdays, maybe to midnight, and possibly staying open on weekends?
Okay. Marcia, respect all those questions. Our team will follow up with you on the medical examiner, because again, I'm asking everyone in the interest of fairness. All your colleagues have been doing two questions up front, one or two, and we're going to stick to that rule. So I will speak to your question, and the commissioner can speak to the crossing guard question. I spoke last night out of passion. I could not believe my eyes, Marcia. It was deeply, deeply distressing. Again, this is a community I love. This is a community I have spent a lot of time working with closely. And if you saw anger and frustration, you're right. I spoke out of real distress that people's lives were in danger before my eyes, and I was not going to tolerate it. So I regret if the way I said it in any way gave people a feeling of being treated the wrong way. That was not my intention. It was said with love, but it was tough love. It was anger and frustration. And what I saw, no, Marcia, it's not happened other places. Let's be honest. This kind of gathering has happened in only a few places, and it cannot continue. It's endangering the lives of people in the community. So to all those, and I understand politicians, everyone has said, oh, look, you know, this is like people gathering in the park. No, it's not like people gathering in the park. It was thousands of people. Can we just have an honest conversation here? It was not acceptable. We will not tolerate it. I also will not tolerate any anti-Semitism, ever. And for decades, I've made it my business to stand up for the Jewish community, and people know that. Won't tolerate anti-Semitism. Won't allow it to grow in the city. We fought it back many times. My message was to all communities, and that was written in black and white. But it was also to be clear that what I saw, I had not seen anywhere else. And I was trying to be honest about the fact that there's a problem that people have to come to grips with and deal with, or else people in the community will die. And that's not something to get somehow shunted aside. I understand the power of words, obviously. But I'm not going to let that power, that concern about words, overcome the value of human life. We're here to protect human beings, and people were put in danger last night. Members of the Jewish community were putting each other in danger. They were putting our police officers in danger. Now, if I see it in any other community, I'll call that out equally. So again, if in my passion and in my emotion, I said something that in any way was hurtful, I'm sorry about that. That was not my intention. But I also want to be clear, I have no regrets about calling out this danger and saying we're going to deal with it very, very aggressively.